You're listening to Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX, here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. An emergency town hall was held Monday night at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo. It was hosted by the university's Black Student Union in response to the recent release of racially insensitive photos that showed a student wearing blackface at a fraternity party. The auditorium at the Cal Poly Engineering Building was filled to the brim with students. Many were spilling outside through the doorways. Those who couldn't see sat on the ground and on couches outside watching a live stream on their phones and sharing headphones.
Allies, your presence here and your voices here are appreciated, but we will be centering the voices of students of color.
Leilani Hennings ran the town hall. She began with a statement from the Black Student Union.
On behalf of the Cal Poly San Luis Obispo Black Student Union, we are appalled by and adamantly condemn the actions of Lambda Chi Alpha. We have been disturbed but not surprised by the lack of critical thinking on the part of Lambda Chi Alpha.
It was a lengthy statement read to a quiet room, and the crux of it was this.
This incident at Lambda Chi Alpha's Brotherhood event perpetuates the long-standing question of what work Cal Poly SLO is doing to support the admission and, even more importantly, the retention of marginalized students. Given, in particular, the meager 1% of the Cal Poly San Luis Obispo population that black students make up and the continual loss of black faculty and staff, this event involving not only blackface but, quote-unquote, thug-slash-gangster dress is detrimental to current and prospective Cal Poly San Luis Obispo students.
One by one, students began to tell their stories about being black or of color at Cal Poly.
You know, it's kind of hard, you know, when all of your life you've been told, like, oh, your skin's ugly, you know, you look dirty. The more I think about it, it doesn't make me feel like this campus, you know, wants people like me here.
That was Erica Green, an aeroscience engineering first year. Other students had other sad stories to tell. Others were more angry.
The fact that we're here just talking about this, like, really bothers me because from the get-go, you should have known that this is wrong. Like, all my brothers and sisters here is like, I hate that they're putting all their energy into this. We're here trying to get an education, and I have a quiz tomorrow. I'm trying to graduate, and I'm here. Like, this is ridiculous.
Many students like that one didn't want to share their names on purpose. They wanted to remain anonymous. Some students, like Patricia Sanchez, told me that I could use their name.
Well, I am part of a Greek organization, and I am ashamed to say that right now, because even though my Greek organization is a cultural one, this is for all of us to learn. And it's appalling to know that our president released a statement that wasn't and it's probably not gonna get anywhere because he always puts it under the rug.
The statement to which Sanchez is referring was released Monday by Cal Poly President Jeffrey Armstrong. It said that he stands with students who have been hurt or offended. But students said over and over Monday night that similar incidents keep happening. Like last year when a fraternity took a photo of themselves dressed up as other ethnicities.
Alpha Gamma Rho did it last year, and they're still on campus. There needs to be... If you're truly committed to diversity and action, you have to do something about it. And there has to be either admin does it or the IFC does it, where they pass a zero-tolerance policy for parties that engage in racist action.
Even though most of the speakers were people of color, Patricia Sanchez had this to say to everyone in the packed room.
All the white people here, and, like, if you're just here to listen in and to take up space, shame on you. One, two, to the white people here that actually care about us, stand behind us and don't be cowards anymore. Please.
The fraternity Lambda Chi Alpha was placed on interim suspension Monday while the university investigates the matter. According to Cal Poly, this suspends university recognition and requires a fraternity chapter to cease all functions, events, and activities. Cal Poly officials say they will conduct their investigation in a timely manner, but no word on when or how long that will be. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.